Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So this story is moving very, very, very quickly. If you were listening to our show that we did just a couple of hours ago, and this is how fast the story is breaking, we're now having to give you a new update on the DOJ, on the IRS, on Hunter Biden, James Biden. And now we have intel that the Attorney General Merrick Garland is the senior Biden official in the Hunter Biden IRS whistleblower claim. Let me say that again. The Attorney General of the United States of America is now the senior official, the senior Biden official, in the Hunter Biden IRS whistleblower claim. This is significant. The New York Post reporting this morning that the Attorney General Merrick Garland is the unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower's attorney that also alleges a cover-up in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. Attorney representing this IRS agent wrote on Wednesday that the longtime IRS employee wants to provide information to congressional leaders that would contradict sworn testimony to Congress by a senior political appointee. We now know who that is. That is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America. And also to detail, quote, preferential treatment in the criminal probe of the first son, Hunter Biden. The whistleblower already made disclosures to the Inspector General and of the Treasury Department and also the Justice Department. He's whistleblowing to the department whose head, Merrick Garland, is the one he's whistleblowing on. Think about how intimidating that would be. Due to a quirk of federal law, he needs congressional approval to more fully describe his allegations to his own lawyers, which he wants to do before testifying to lawmakers. Merrick Garland has repeatedly claimed before Congress under oath that Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a Trump administration holdover, recommended in 2017 by the state's Democratic senators, is able to criminally charge Hunter Biden without the permission of the Justice Department leaders. Despite Republicans challenging the factual accuracy of that claim, Garland, back in April of 2022, told Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty that, quote, there will not be interference of any political or improper kind in the investigation of Hunter Biden led by Weiss. Quote, He is a supervisor of the investigation, Garland said of Weiss, adding, "We put the investigation in the hands of a Trump appointee from the previous administration who is the U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware. And you have me at the as the attorney general who is committed to independence of the Justice Department from any influence from the White House in criminal matters," quote unquote. This whistleblower is now basically saying, well, he lied. In March, Senator Chuck Grassley of Ohio pressed Garland over whether David Weiss was truly able to bring charges without the approval of other Justice Department officials, specifically if the alleged crime occurred outside of Delaware. The response, in April of 2022, "You testified," the senator asked to Senator Hagerty, "that the Hunter Biden investigation was insulated from political interference because it was assigned, as you now just told me, to the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office. However, that could be misleading," Senator Chuck Grassley continued. "Without special counsel authority, he could need permission of another U.S. attorney in certain circumstances to bring charges outside the District of Delaware. I would like clarification from you with respect to these concerns," quote unquote. The Attorney General, 70 years old Garland, a former federal judge, by the way, replied that Weiss is able to charge Hunter Biden even for crimes that occurred outside of Delaware, saying, quote, "The U.S. attorney in Delaware has been advised that he has full authority to make those kinds of referrals that you're talking about or to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. And I will assure that if he does, he will be able to do that," the attorney general said. Grassley, not buying it, pressed forward saying, quote, "Does the Delaware U.S. attorney lack independent charging authority over certain criminal allegations against the president's son outside of the District of Delaware?" Obviously, a very fair question to ask. Quote, "If it's in another district, he would have to bring the case in another district. But as I said, I've promised to ensure that he's able to carry out his investigation and that he be able to run it. And if he needs to bring it in another jurisdiction, he will have full authority to do that," Garland then went on to say. During that back and forth, the Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said, quote, "If Weiss must seek permission from a President Biden appointed U.S. attorney to bring charges, then the Hunter Biden criminal investigation isn't insulated from political interference as you have publicly proclaimed. Giving false testimony to Congress can be a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison if it's proven that the error was intentional. The Justice Department has officially declined to comment on that scenario." Now let's go back to the anonymous whistleblower. This anonymous whistleblower has since early 2020 supervised the IRS's investigation of Hunter Biden for alleged tax evasion and related crimes that have been linked to the 53-year-old's foreign income from countries including China, Russia, Ukraine, our adversaries. Weiss's office reportedly is considering related charges against the first son involving money laundering and unregistered foreign lobbying. If you are a foreign lobbyist and you don't register as a foreign agent, there's supposed to be significant consequences for that. Plus, lying about drug use on a gun purchase form, which seems to be the least of the worries of the Biden team at this moment. Hunter Biden, we also know, reportedly borrowed about $2 million last year alone to pay off his tax bill in an effort to head off criminal charges from the IRS, though doing so does not legally absolve him of his original non-payment. House Republicans, meanwhile, are investigating Joe Biden's role in Hunter Biden and first brother James Biden's international business dealings as well. Hunter earned up to $1 million per year to serve on the board of the Ukrainian gas firm Burisma, while his vice president dad led the Obama administration's Ukrainian policy, which shockingly was perfect in favorability towards Burisma. Hunter and James Biden also received at least $4.8 million in 2017 and 2018, beginning right after Joe Biden left office as the vice president, from an arrangement that was done while he was the vice president with the Chinese communist CEFE China Energy. That according to the review of documents from Hunter's abandoned laptop. And we now know those dollars came in from the suspicious activity reports that Congress has finally gotten their hands on from the Treasury Department. Joe Biden allegedly met with his relatives and associates from Burisma and CEFE China and their ventures. And they met multiple times while his father was still the vice president. He also met with families all over the world that were high profile while he was still the vice president of the United States of America. Yes, he came in as the closer, as the big guy, with top corrupt Mexican families, Kazakhstan, and Russian associates, including people directly connected to the Kremlin, to Vladimir Putin, as well as with the CEO of a Chinese investment fund co-founded by Hunter in 2013 after he hitched a ride aboard Air Force Two for an official trip to Beijing, where he got his hands on billions of dollars in loans just days later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The whistleblower's attorney wrote on Wednesday to congressional committee leaders that, quote, despite serious risks of retaliation, my client is offering to provide you with information necessary to exercise your constitutional oversight function and wishes to make the disclosures in a nonpartisan manner to the leadership of the relevant committees on both sides of the political aisle. The White House spokesman, Ian Sam, said Thursday that Biden had nothing to do with the alleged malfeasance in the probe. Well, if you appointed Merrick Garland, you are connected to it, my friend. So maybe you might want to, you know, I don't know, walk that back a little bit. The White House official statement was this: since he took office and consistent with his campaign promise that he would restore the independence of the Justice Department when it comes to decision making in criminal investigations, President Biden has made clear that this matter would be handled independently by the Justice Department under the leadership of a U.S. attorney appointed by a former President Trump, free from any political interference by the White House, quote unquote. He's upheld that commitment, the White House went on to say. Hunter Biden's attorney, Chris Clark, attacked the whistleblower in a statement to NBC News, going on offense, saying, quote, it appears this IRS agent has committed a crime. It is a felony for an IRS agent to improperly disclose information about an ongoing tax investigation. The IRS has incredible power, and abusing that power by targeting, embarrassing, or disclosing information about a private citizen's tax matters undermines America's faith in the federal government. So this is the response from Hunter Biden, that this IRS agent, they're now saying, you commit a crime by asking to be a whistleblower and asking for whistleblower protection. Does that sound like an independent situation? I think the answer is no, it doesn't. Unfortunately, that is what has happened and is happening here in an attempt to harm my client. Hunter Biden's lawyer continued in their statement to NBC News. Wow. The IRS agent's attorney called the Clark statement really unfortunate in an interview. My client wrestled with whether or not to come forward. He had a lot of sleepless nights about coming forward with this. At the end of the day, he decided that he could not live with himself if he stayed quiet and said nothing. Now, you think about that statement there. And now the Bidens are saying, we're coming after you. I'd be scared to death if I was this IRS agent coming forward. So, he's coming forward, the attorney went on. But he knows that he's going to be attacked. And, you know, attacks like this are the kind that he was worried about. But he wants to come forward and he wants to tell the truth. Lytle, the attorney for the IRS agent, said his whistleblower client instructed us to reach out to both Democrats and Republicans on the Hill and let those statements, if they want to hear them, come into the House and talk to them and let those statements rest where they are. The attorney wrote to Congress on Wednesday that his client wants to ensure that he complies with all relevant laws. Yet what is Hunter Biden's attorneys doing in the White House? They're saying he broke the law. He's a criminal. Again, the client wants to ensure that he complies with all relevant laws before providing more details on underlying tax issues. So much so that even his own legal team remains in the dark about certain information. Quote, out of an abundance of caution regarding taxpayer privacy laws, my client has refrained from sharing certain information even with me in the course of seeking legal advice. Thus, it is challenging for me to make fully informed judgments about how to best proceed. The attorney goes on to say, my goal is to ensure that my client can properly share his lawfully protected disclosures with congressional committees. Thus, I respectfully request that your committee work with me to facilitate sharing this information with Congress legally and with the fully informed advice of counsel, with the appropriate legal protections and in the appropriate setting. I would be happy to meet with you and provide a more detailed assessment of the testimony my client can provide to Congress. Federal law requires congressional permission for the whistleblower to consult with their attorneys on the substance of tax issues before testifying to Congress, which this whistleblower is seeking from the Senate Finance Committee Chairman, Ron Wyden. He's a Democrat from Oregon. Or House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Jason Smith, a Republican from Missouri. So that is where we are now. And what is this Biden administration doing? They're calling the whistleblower who's telling you that Merrick Garland is a senior Biden official that is covering for the Biden crime family. They're now calling him a criminal because he's coming forward trying to tell the truth. Welcome to the swamp and what they will do to destroy you. I mean, seriously, welcome to the swamp. This is what the swamp will do every time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Washington now responding to these new allegations against Merrick Garland. One of those is GOP Representative Tim Burchett. He has said this moments ago about these new developments with Merrick Garland and the president. Listen carefully.
If this all leads to Joe Biden, how can you not impeach him? Are you expecting that there will be moves to impeach Joe Biden?
I suspect that, ma'am. If this cover-up shows what's going on that we all assume is going on, and that the 51 folks were basically lied to and showed false documentation. How can you not? I mean, this is just going on too much. Like I said, the documentation that I've seen, I can't comment on all of it, but what I can comment on is that it is bad, and it is getting worse. And it is showing it is showing illegal monies from Chinese communists flowing into this White House via Hunter Biden and his lawyers.
Okay. Congressman, thank you. Tim Burchett, we appreciate all.
You hear it there. I suspect that if this cover-up shows up, what's going on, that we all assume is going on, and that the 51 folks are basically lied to and showed false documentation. How can you not? I mean, this is just going on too much. And like I said, the documentation that I've seen, I can't comment on all of it, but what I can comment on is it's bad. It's getting worse, and it's showing illegal monies from Chinese communists flowing into the White House via Hunter Biden and his lawyers. He also said this about corruption with the Biden family.
Well, this is just extraordinary. And, you know, Congressman, I know that, you know, people like John Brennan and James Clapper, you know, appeared dirty way before this because they were peddling the Russia collusion lie and really driving it across federal agencies, certainly at the CIA and the FBI and other intelligence areas of our government. So I'm not surprised that we're seeing that from the likes of John Brennan. But some of these other names on this list, Leon Panetta, other intelligence officials that really were not part of any of these lies of the last couple of years, how is it that they got them to agree to sign their name to this when you have a sitting president, a then sitting vice president, accepting millions of dollars, pocketing it in his personal accounts from communist China?
Obviously, they've lied. And if they've had doctored documents, I'm sure they would show people like Leon Panetta that, because I can see, I don't agree with Mr. Panetta's politics, but I think he's a very decent man. And I think that he loves this country. So I suspect they were completely misled. I mean, if a good old boy from Tennessee, Maria, can read some of these documents and see just the ability to wash millions, and I'm not talking about thousands, I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars that have flowed into the coffers of the Biden family. Like I said, if we know of at least eight. If I can look at some of these documents and see this, I cannot imagine how the Justice Department allowed this to go on, if not for corruption at the highest level. And they are in some serious trouble right now. I think they know it.
They're in serious trouble right now, and I think they know it. At least 8 million, he's saying he's seen in these suspicious activity reports that were flowing into the coffers of the Biden crime family and, as he described it, their attorneys. This was a advanced money laundering scheme. That's what this is. So you look at this in context, and you see now what we have, and you see what this congressman is saying. This is worse than I could have even imagined when this all started with the Hunter Biden laptop. One other thing that the GOP representative Burchett said about the money and what he's seen on these suspicious activity reports. Listen to this.
Tennessee Congressman, member of the House Oversight Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Tim Burchett. Congressman, great to see you. Thanks very much for being here. What have you learned in the Oversight Committee about this?
Well, we've learned that the corruption goes straight to the top, Maria. It's obvious that what's going on here, the influence peddling by this White House and everyone associated with them, this 51 people, I mean, it's just a big lie is all it was. And how they have that much power over these people is beyond me. You have to wonder at what level of pressure that they put on those folks and what they held over their heads, because there is nothing from what I've seen from the information that we've got, there's nothing that they will stoop to keep President Biden in office, basically. I mean, they really just derailed the Trump administration and his attempt to be reelected.
That is incredible. I mean, do they not care that there's influence peddling evidence in plain sight, that the Biden family appears to have been taking money from foreign adversaries and pocketing that money by selling access to the United States leadership?
Ma'am, we know of at least 8 Biden family members who have profited from dealings overseas. I think if you delve into it deep enough, I mean, there's prostitution, rings involved in this. Human trafficking has been rumored to be a part of some of this. These so-called companies that have allowed the Biden family to profit. I mean, it is gross and it is disgusting about what has been allowed to go on. Now, if I was those 51 people, I'd be lawyering up right now, because they're going to be asked in public at some point what they knew, and if they knew that all this other stuff was going on, because it is very damning, Maria. This is just the very tip of the iceberg. This very brave IRS agent coming forward, I think, will just start it. And they're talking about impeaching Biden. How could we not impeach Biden if this does in fact reach him? I wonder what their defense will be.
Now, this is just initial reaction to all this. The Attorney General Merrick Garland is being accused now of lying to Congress to cover up the crimes of the Biden crime family. The Biden crime family is in the millions and millions of dollars that have come in. They were washing this money through different LLCs for decades. That's just what we know of so far. This is corruption at the highest level. So what happens moving forward? And will any of this change moving forward? I think this is part of the conversation we have to be talking about. And is this worth impeaching the President of the United States of America over? The answer I would say is yes, no doubt about it. And the reason why I say yes, no doubt about it, is because if they are money laundering and taking bribes and compromising America's government and secrets, this is beyond shocking. This is beyond anything we've ever seen, folks. Don't forget that. Just how shocking this actually is. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.